it's not unity or diversity. There's nothing wrong with that, this universe or diversity. But the animating principle of America is liberty, freedom. And over the next 4 years, the 74 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump will be re-energized and recommitted to protecting and defending the American values that we love. We're going to stand up without fear and, of course, without violence, but with passion, resolve, and good cheer, knowing that the facts are on our side, even if John Legend and Tom Hanks aren't. And over time, as the ruinous and divisive policies and sentiments of the Biden administration sweep across the nation, I predict that millions more will join the America First movement. After all, Biden did say he wanted unity. On our side, we'll have it.
She was right. Absolutely right. Now, the question is, who is going to be leading the charge as we move towards 2024 or 2022, if you count the midterm elections? And that's something that I've been talking with people statewide about, and we will continue to talk statewide with people to find out here in Nevada how we turn this thing around, how we turn this ship around and move in a different direction. That's why earlier we checked out Ted Harvey. He's the former Colorado State Senator and a chairman of the Committee to Defeat the President. StopJoe.com. Check him out. You'll get a chance to hear from Ted Harvey coming up in a couple of minutes right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 5:30, I've got the traffic cams in front of me here, and I do notice a crash there on the right shoulder, Interstate 15 southbound at Russell. Another incident on the Beltway, 215 eastbound at St. Rose, that also is affecting the right shoulder at near the right lane. Slow flow is through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, northbound beginning around Sunset, past the 215, and 15 southbound at Sahara. It's a slow go through there as you're averaging 35 to 40 miles per hour. Bumper to bumper right now, 215 west at Green Valley. You'll touch the brakes, 215 eastbound. That is at Eastern. And don't forget about that road work. It begins tonight at 8 p.m. That's Nellis Boulevard between Tropicana and Craig.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
UNLV basketball, they've got a matchup against a non-Division I team today as they try to get back to almost 500. They're 4-6 right now, so a win would get them within a game of 500. They match up against Benedictine Mesa at Thomas and Mack Arena today. As far as other Mountain West basketball this evening, Colorado State goes to Utah State. Utah State 9-0 so far in Mountain West play. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they knock off the Coyotes yesterday by a 5-2 score as Shea Theodore scoring two goals. The two teams play in Arizona coming up tomorrow.
This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all know the sound. Oh. It happens. Your phone. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless's new Platinum Unlimited plan includes phone protection that covers those kinds of mishaps. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data, plus more features like 20 gigs of hotspot and 100 gigs of cloud storage, all on the best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise.
See mobile protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
The thing about the home and auto bundle from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the home and auto bundle from Progressive. We don't even need the words the home and auto bundle anymore to tell you that you could save big with a ring-tailed lemur from Progressive, or that every hot peach cobbler comes with round-the-clock service and protection. And that's the thing about the goat with magic powers. You've heard a lot of ads about the sushi in Vancouver. See how much you could save with the home and auto with the shaman in the jungle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
A special message to all my friends who own and operate small businesses. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you evaluated your insurance policy? Hey, the world has changed in the last year, but has your commercial insurance kept up? That's where my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are ready to help you and your small business. Blue Sky Insurance offers fresh solutions for general liability, workers' compensation, and something new, cyber insurance. Make a New Year's resolution to review the plan that will protect your business and your income in the year 2021 and beyond. This small business insurance review from Blue Sky Insurance could actually save you money. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service is incredible. Just call or text Blue Sky Insurance at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check it out online at blueskylv.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition, inching ever closer to the weekend. This has been a very difficult week for so many of us, for the 75 million that voted for Donald J. Trump. The 74 million are still out there, and they're going to be looking for leadership. And I hope the president, the former president, is going to be able to deliver that leadership. I really do. And one of the things that I've noticed, a lot of people, you know, saw the inaugural. I'm going to tell you, a lot of people just said, I'm not going to watch it. No way. It'll turn my stomach. But a lot of people watched it, and they're like, you know, they're going to give Biden a chance. I advise you not to. Because he will disappoint you. I can just about promise you. One guy who is an activist is very much a part of exposing the Biden presidency. He is the former Colorado State Senator and the chairman of the Committee to Defeat the President. StopJoe.com. Ted Harvey is his name. And I asked him earlier today, as far as what the mission statement of the Committee to Defeat the President is, here he is.
Well, our mission statement when we started our PAC in 2013 was, as the Stop Hillary PAC, was to make sure Hillary never stepped foot in the White House again and try to save our country from the socialists that are trying to take over the country. And when Trump won and we saw the riots across the country the very next day, we changed the name of the PAC to the Committee to Defend the President, and we've grown to be one of the largest pro-Trump PACs in the country. And obviously, Joe Biden was sworn in, and the fight to save the Republic is stronger than ever, and we are going to lead that effort to push back on the socialists and the Democrat Party that want to push their agenda down the throats of Americans. And I don't see anybody else out there that's willing to fight, so our PAC is going to do that.
Is there no honeymoon? Normally, there's a honeymoon. Even former presidents don't criticize the incoming president for a while. Didn't happen. Obviously, didn't happen with Trump. I'm curious. Is there no honeymoon, though?
We had the FBI and the CIA spying on Trump's campaign. We had the Mueller investigation investigating the Trump administration for over 24 months. We had the Ukrainian impeachment. The Democrats had riots across the country from the day he won until the day he was sworn in, and they never once let up on Donald Trump. They were aggressive, they were tenacious, and they did everything they could to win 4 years later. And that is what I plan to do for the next 4 years, is to make sure that this administration is not going to be able to push through their agenda, which is to radically change our culture and disregard our Constitution and take away everything this country stands for. And I'm going to be fighting them tooth and nail every step of the way.
What are you going to do to accomplish that? Is it a matter of supporting candidates that are primarying incumbents? in 2022, or are you going to stage events, or are you going to have the president out on the stump, so to speak?
Well, it won't. We are not the Trump campaign. We are focused on the Democrats, and we're focused on Joe Biden. And we will do what we've done for the last 7 years, and that is mobilizing grassroots conservative activists across the country and focusing them in a positive direction to get involved in politics at the grassroots level and put pressure on elected officials to not sell out our country when it comes to policies that are going through the legislature or pushing back against the media or the leftists. At every turn that we possibly can.
The first opportunity to have any impact might be the impeachment of President Trump. We've got Mitch McConnell, the minority leader in the Senate, is asking to delay a trial until February. Should there even be a trial? Is it constitutional?
Well, I don't think it is constitutional. I think that Constitution's pretty blatant that it's talking about impeaching a president from office, not a U.S. citizen. But if they, I believe the only reason why the Democrats are moving forward with this is because they want to make sure that he is not able to run for office in the future because they're scared to death of what would happen in a situation where Donald Trump decides he wants to run again.
What did you think of the Biden inaugural speech?
It was a lot of platitudes, in my opinion, especially when he is the head of the Democrat Party, as he said, and they just impeached a president that 70 million Americans voted for just 2 months ago, and they are pushing forward in the Senate to have a trial of a president that 70 million people voted for, and Joe Biden said nothing about that and is saying nothing to try to stop it moving forward. He wants to have a divided country and is doing everything he can with his party to divide this country after the most divisive campaign we've ever seen. And I think any effort to unite this country is falling on deaf ears when they are trying to impeach Donald Trump.
Somebody is going to have to file a lawsuit to get to the Supreme Court and let them decide whether this is extra constitutional or not. Is that something that might you get into the legal arena?
We get into the legal arena a lot, but I won't get into the legal arena on this because I actually want the Democrats to bring a trial forward. If I were Donald Trump, I would demand that they bring a trial forward because the impeachment verbiage that you saw the Democrats impeach Trump on in the House was that his speech was responsible for inciting a riot, even though his speech, he actually said, let's go down to the Capitol peacefully and patriotically. Even though those that were breaching the Capitol did so 15 minutes before the president's speech even ended, and it's a 30-minute walk from the White House to the Capitol, they would have to have a time machine to have gone back in time and breached the Capitol after the president's speech was over and they had time to walk down there. It was not the speech that incited the riot. It was a bunch of, I'm trying to think of a polite word to say to the
thugs.
People that
thugs.
Rioted in the Capitol. It was atrocious, it was shameful, and they should be held accountable, and everybody should condemn it.
Joining us, Ted Harvey, the former Colorado State Senator and chairman of the Committee to Defeat the President. I know there is a long view of this, which is 2024, making sure that Joe Biden is a one-term president. He may do that himself by not running. We don't know. But are there mileposts along the way where your PAC can make a difference?
Of course. Taking back control of the Senate is one of the quickest ones, and that is certainly the goal of any conservative across the country, is to take back the Senate, even if it's with one vote. But I think we're going to take back the Senate by a number of votes after 2022 because there are so many Senate seats up in states where the Republicans will have a should have a great opportunity to win those Senate seats. And so that will be an important race. And obviously, with the majority in the House being so slim right now, I think every conservative in the country wants to take the gavel out of Nancy Pelosi's hand and give it to a Republican Speaker of the House. So those are important things. But I think as conservatives, I think where we can start today is every one of us deleting our Facebook accounts and our Twitter accounts and not subscribing to YouTube. They are doing everything they can to censor Americans and destroy Americans' ability to have their voices heard. And they are businesses. And the only way we can hold them accountable is by hurting them in their pocketbook. And the way you do that is to not use their product. And why any patriotic, God-fearing, conservative American would have an account with those businesses is beyond me.
That's Ted Harvey, the former Colorado State Senator and the chairman of Committee to Defeat the President. And if you want to reach out to him, and I hope you will, help him out, StopJoe.com. StopJoe.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll let you hear from a member of the United States Senate and response to Nancy Pelosi's impeachment talk. Ted Harvey mentioned Nancy Pelosi and taking the gavel out of her hand. You won't believe what Lindsey Graham said this morning on Fox. We'll let you hear that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Las Vegas has been hit hard by the current pandemic. Your friends at A-Plus Automotive care deeply. For a limited time, get your vehicle repaired now and pay later with our 100 days interest-free finance. That's right. Get your repairs done today and pay later. Two locations to get your repairs today. 564 East Silverado Ranch Boulevard and 7235 South Rainbow Boulevard inside the car wash. A-Plus Automotive can diagnose and perform all general repairs. 702-99 923676. Some restrictions apply.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Now, listen to Leonard's results.
So when I went to my doctor, I was telling him about your product, Andro 400, and he said that it was okay for me to take it. So I started taking it. I just came back from the doctor yesterday. I'm down to 190 from 236, and he told me to continue to doing what I'm doing.
Outstanding, Leonard, losing 46 pounds. Guys, if achieving results like losing belly fat, gaining energy, and improving testosterone levels are what you're looking for, then get Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The last word today goes to Lindsey Graham. He was on Fox this morning responding to Nancy Pelosi's impeachment talk. Here it is.
Unifying to say, oh, let's just forget it and move on. That's not how you unify. You're going to get out of jail card free because people think we should make nice and forget that people died here on January 6th.
Obviously, Senator, what happened there in the Capitol building on January the 6th was horrific. But now we've moved on to a new administration to go back and try to have a trial in the Senate purely for the reasons of making sure that President Trump can't run again for federal office. Is that worth potentially jeopardizing this grand unity that President Biden is trying to achieve, or at least says he's trying to?
Well, that'd be up to Nancy Pelosi. If she sends the articles over under the law as it exists today, the Senate will drop everything and we'll move to a court of impeachment. And my hope is that we will do this quickly if the articles come over. It shouldn't be drug out. There's not a whole lot of facts to be discussed. You know what happened. You can make up your own mind. I think the unconstitutional argument is persuasive. I'm hoping a Democrat or two will believe that impeaching a president out of office is bad for the presidency, bad for the country as a whole. So my hope is that if we do get the articles of impeachment, that we move forward quickly. We're not going to do two things at once. We're not going to enact the Biden agenda in the morning and impeach President Trump in the afternoon. If the articles come to the Senate, we will focus on them exclusively. I look forward to making the argument that this is unconstitutional, and we'll see what happens.
Real quick follow-up on that, Senator. Do you mean no witnesses, no evidence? Do you mean that quickly?
That would be up to the presenters. If I'm the Trump team, I don't know if you need any witnesses here. My belief is that what the president said at the rally is not incitement under the law, that the people who defiled the Capitol made a conscious choice to do so. They should be held accountable. And the question that needs to be asked of Speaker Pelosi, regardless of the reason people came to the Capitol, how could an unarmed mob 20 years after 9/11 occupy the House and the Senate? That, to me, needs to be talked about a lot, not just during impeachment, but afterwards. How could it be 20 years after 9/11 a group of unarmed people could literally take over the Capitol during a joint session of Congress? I'd like to see what she says about that.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Stick around. Some final thoughts coming up for this Thursday, getting you ready for Friday right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Get into the hottest performing sporty sedan, the all-new redesigned 2021 TLX. With its superior handling, optional drive modes, and advanced technology, it is the best sporty sedan on the road today. And lease a 2021 TLX for only $369 per month. Plus, the first payment is on us. Enter to win a Las Vegas Raiders autographed Josh Jacobs football with Test Drive. Only at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall. Or online at FinleyAcura.com.
OAC, $38.99 due at signing. Excludes tax, title, and dark fees. 36-month lease. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Expires 1-4-2020.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up tomorrow, Katie Williams is a new member of the CCSD Board of Trustees. When will students come back to brick-and-mortar schools? This year or next? She'll be with us on our Friday show. Want to remind you, stay up, whatever you do. I don't care if you have to get up in the morning. Stay up till 9:21. And then toast to a day that won't happen again for a long time, I don't think. At 9:21 p.m. today, it will be the 21st minute of the 21st hour of the 21st day of the 21st year of the 21st century. Gentleman Jim Dallas came up with a good one today. He honestly did. And this is great stuff. So I will be celebrating with an adult beverage at 9:21 p.m. I hope you will be too. We'll do it all again tomorrow. We'll close out what has been just a bizarre week. We had no violence in our nation's capital, but lots of violence in Portland and Seattle and Denver. We'll find out if it happens again tonight. We'll be reporting it back to you
tomorrow. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night, would you please? On AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.